hit season two of Project Distinct, the podcast that shows you how to make your effort stand out so you can move up. Discover what it takes to grow your business and yourself with best-selling author and member of the Sales and Marketing Hall of Fame and the Professional Speakers Hall of Fame, Scott McCain.
Yesterday on Project Distinct, we talked about the Wall Street Journal article talking about companies that invest in artificial intelligence and other technologies to push customers to the limit before they walk away. But what happens on the flip side of the coin? What happens to those companies that invest on the human side of the customer experience? We'll talk about specific returns and specific research that illuminates the importance of the human factor in the customer experience on today's Project Distinct. Hey, from Disneyland, it's Scott McCain. Thanks for listening to today's program brought to you by the Ultimate Business Summit. We're only a couple weeks away. We need you to sign up today. Don't wait. Go to ultimatebusinesssummit.com. Your questions will be answered. We answer every question from every participant, and we don't leave until we do. Randy Pennington, Larry Winget, and me are the leaders of the Ultimate Business Summit. One of the other things that make it unique, if you've ever attended any other type of summit like this, we have nobody else coming in. In other words, there's no paid speakers, there's no sales pitches from outside groups. It's all about you and building and growing your business and your profession. So come join us, Ultimate Business Summit. You get all the details at ultimatebusinesssummit.com. When you register, just use my name, Scott, as the coupon code. It'll get you $100 off. Hope to see you in a couple of weeks at the Luxor on the Strip in Las Vegas. Well, yesterday's podcast, I was pretty angry. I was talking about the article in the Wall Street Journal that discussed how businesses are investing to figure out exactly what the breakpoint is before customers walk away. But what happens to those companies that invest in thrilling their customers? What happens with those companies that invest in the human side of the customer experience? Well, a recent article in Harvard Business Review tackled that fundamental question. It's from Peter Criss, presumably not the one from the band Kiss, but instead it's Peter Criss, a senior research scientist at Medallia and director of research for Vision Prize. And so what he talked about was research that had been performed on what is the value of the customer experience and how do you quantify that? He opens the article saying, quote, "Intuitively, most people recognize the value of a great customer experience. Brands that deliver them are ones that we want to interact with as customers, that we become loyal to, and that we recommend to friends and family." But he continues, "As executives leading businesses, the value of delivering such an experience is often a lot less clear because it can be hard to quantify." He says that rationales for focusing on customer experience tend to be driven by a gut belief that it's just the right thing to do. The problem is that often, whether experience is a priority or not, simply becomes a battle of opinion. And many times, this is my personal opinion, many times what happens is executives who have been trained by classical MBA-type programs or classical, you know, financial management-type programs can't specifically quantify it, therefore they don't feel the need to defend efforts in the customer experience. So they undertook a very sophisticated research plan, and he says what he found was that after controlling for other factors that drive repeat business in the transaction-based business, for example, how often the customer needs the types of goods and services that the company sells, customers who had the best past experiences, you ready for this? You may want to write this down. Think about this. Customers who have had the best past experiences spend 140% more compared to those who have had the poorest past experience. Can I repeat that? Customers who have had the best past experiences spend 140% more compared to those who have had the poorest past experiences. For example, you've heard me talk here before about how we're moving from a transaction economy to a subscription-based economy. In other words, we're not going to look at just closing sales and forget about that customer and moving on to the next transaction. What we're really looking for is how do we engage the customer with repeat purchases, a subscription-type model. Many of us are moving to that type of business. So he looked at that aspect as well, the research that their company undertook. And what he found was this: a member who rates having the poorest experience has only a 43% chance of being a member a year later. But if that member gives one of the top two experience scores, it's a 74% chance of remaining a member for at least another year. It goes from 43% chance of retention to 74% chance of retention based upon the delivery of the customer experience. Now, interestingly enough, it says here that Sprint, the mobile telephone company in the United States, has gone on record as suggesting that as part of their focus on improving the customer experience, they've reduced customer care costs as much as 33%. It's just amazing what's happening in the marketplace. Peter Crist concludes this article by saying, quote, "It's time to stop the philosophical debate about whether investing in the experience of your customers is the right business decision. This isn't a question of beliefs. It's a question about the behavior of your customers." Man, I love that line. It's not about what you believe in terms of economics. It's not in terms of what you believe about whether or not you want a good experience or not. It's totally a question about how customers behave. Do they buy more? Do they increase the value of their purchases? Do they recommend you more? Name for me a distinctive company that doesn't have repeat and referral business. You can't, because that's one of the definitions, right? I mean, if you're distinctive in driving customers away, you're soon extinct. Every distinctive business attracts and retains customers. And one of the major factors in how they do that is by how they connect with customers and deliver an ultimate customer experience. Peter Crist concludes the article in Harvard Business Review by saying, quote, "Connect the right data, and it's not only possible to quantify the impact of the difference between delivering a great experience and delivering a poor one, but it will demonstrate to everyone in your organization just how big that impact can be," unquote. You know, many years ago, somebody asked me when I was talking about the ultimate customer experience, well, how do you quantify it? You know, how do you measure the experience? I said, look, the size of my company is very small. The size of what we do is not as big as what you would find in a McKinsey Consulting or an Accenture. But here's what I do know. It's pretty easy for organizations to look at repeat business. Do your customers come back? Are they loyal? We're not loyal to disengaging experiences. We're only loyal to those experiences that connect us and advance us in the relationship that we have with you. So whether you think it's a good thing or a bad thing, it's exactly what is said in this article. It's time to stop the debate about whether investing in it is the right business decision or not. It's not about beliefs. It's about how customers behave. It's about whether they purchase more. It's about whether they repeat their business. It's about whether they refer you and your business to their friends, their colleagues, their allies. That happens when you create the ultimate customer experience. It's what it takes to achieve distinction. Hey, from Disneyland today, that's all for me. I really appreciate everybody that's sharing and subscribing to the podcast, and I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow on the next Project Distinct.
You've been listening to the podcast to help you create distinction so you can stand out and move up. Project Distinct with Scott McCain. To have Scott become your virtual coach and to discover more distinctive resources, check out DistinctionNation.com for free videos, posts, and more. To have Scott personally deliver his message at your next event, go to ScottMcCain.com. Please share today's message on social media and make sure to subscribe to Project Distinct on your favorite podcast app. We will see you tomorrow with another episode of Project Distinct.